This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, she's moving through. She's a razor sharp. And she'll get your name. She'll slice you apart. She'll slice you apart. I know that's not what the actual song says. I rewrote the lyrics. She's a cool, cool black. She moves like a cat. Crank it back up. Well, you might not make it back. She's got those looks that kill. That kill. She's got the looks that kill. Bill Gates' father died. Well, Billy Boy ain't too happy right now. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I'll get to this real quick because of the shortage on time, okay? First of all, I want to comment on what these scumbags have said about Trump coming out for the vaccine and then get to Trump himself on this and relate this to you, okay? So, first of all, Gates, Fauci, Birx, you know, Harris and Biden saying they're against the vaccine now. Well, remember, the devil will speak elements of truth, but it's always for the purpose of deception. So I relate this to what you said years ago, Alex. Brer Rabbit, whatever you do, don't throw me in the briar patch. They are still planning on using the vaccine because they're a bunch of scumbag eugenicists that want to kill 80 to 90% of the world's population. So that's a smokescreen. But to get to Trump, the bigger issue on the vaccine, I want to kind of quell everybody's fears because I got really concerned when I was watching the Republican National Convention. First, I saw Vice President Pence. We're going to have a vaccine by December, probably maybe even before that, and then Trump coming out. And of course, earlier on, he was talking about Operation Warp Speed and even using the military to implement this. Well, here's what I want to say. I want to remind everybody of something. I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And no matter what happens, God is always ultimately in control. I believe God put Donald J. Trump in the office of the presidency to be the lightning rod to attract the lightning attacks of the evil. In other words, to bring them out in the open like they are now. And what he's done, remember, he's a businessman. He's smart. You've talked about for years from his father and grandfather. He knew about Nundercal conspiracy, the John Birch Society. And remember during the debates, Alex, with the Republicans, how he came out against vaccines and then Ben Carson specifically tried to counter that? Well, there's no proof that the MMR vaccine causes autism. And I believe, if I remember correct, Trump had a son or a nephew or something like that. Well, it was brain damage from vaccines. Well, he hasn't forgotten that. He has a personal vendetta against the CDC, against the FDA, and the pharmaceutical industry that was given impunity in 86 under the Reagan administration. So here's what I want to say. He's putting on the poker face, and I believe what he's going to end up doing, he's going to use the military, but it's going to be to invoke the Insurrection Act. It's going to look like he's going to implement this Operation Warp Speed. But then what he's going to do, because here's Barr now talking about...
Well, Barr's talking about the Insurrection Act now, so it's getting crazy.
Right. Going after all these people that are trying to burn down America with their communist revolution funded by Soros and the corporations and the Chi-Coms. So what I'm saying is that watch for Trump to use the military to come against these people. And I believe, according to what Stuart Rhodes said also, he needs to federalize the National Guard nationwide and also needs to go to every sheriff in every county, according to what Richard Mack has said, and have them deputize private citizens, because the military and law enforcement is going to need our help. Who are
not agree, Stephen? I gotta go. Gotta go to break. I'm sorry to Josh and Jennifer and Larry and Greg and Debbie. And I've said this 100 times. Never done it. Will you guys actually, crew's great. Will you get their names and number? Call them back tomorrow. I'll put them on the first hour at the bottom of the hour because I want to continue this discussion about Trump and the vaccines and where people are with us. So I promise. Don't let me forget tomorrow, John. You come in, you get them on the phone. I love you guys. Josh, Jennifer, Larry, Greg, Debbie. Paul Watson's coming up, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshiping child molesters. This is not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
In the balance, you guessed it, the coronavirus lockdown once again. The situation in the United Kingdom seems pretty clear to me. Deaths have completely plummeted, they've completely flatlined, they're basically nothing now. The hospitals are still all empty. We had flu kill more people from 2017 to 2018 winter season. Now we have headline, flu and pneumonia have contributed to more deaths than COVID since June. That's according to ONS figures. So now it is just the flu, bro. And what's the UK government's response? More lockdowns. They've banned people from meeting in groups of more than six. And this is the point. You could get a family, you could get two families of four people each meeting on the street, and they're saying that's illegal. The point is, it's completely unenforceable. It's only enforceable with the absolute obsequious compliance of the people, which is what they've given, as we'll show with polls. But that alone is not enough. They need to put the fear of God into people that their own friends, that their own neighbours are going to be spying on them. Like every classical tyranny in history, that is what is being openly promoted right now by this supposedly conservative government. Conservative in name only. Headline out of the Mirror. More chaos as Boris Johnson says, don't snitch on your neighbour unless they're in a hot tub. Not what the Home Secretary said, and in fact we've got that clip. This is the Priti Patel clip, where she's talking about this openly now, encouraging British citizens to spy on their own neighbours to enforce these new pointless, draconian lockdown laws, even though coronavirus is basically, in terms of deaths, in terms of hospital admissions, totally flatlined, and yet now they're saying, no, it's not enough just to wear the slave mask, the face nappy. Now you have to spy on your neighbours in their own back gardens, in their own homes. Let's go to this Priti Patel clip. Here it is.
If there was a big party taking place, it would be right to call the police. It is very clear that, you know, governments have said people, gatherings, you know, gatherings of 30 or more people, anyone that has effectively defined the rules, they will be helping to spread coronavirus. That is not a good thing. And obviously, we all have a role to play. We're all taking personal responsibility. We all have to be conscientious to one another. You could call the police if you choose to do that.
What would you do?
Well, if I'm rarely at home, but, you know, if I saw something that I thought was inappropriate, then quite frankly, I would effectively call the police, or if it was in a social setting as well. Well, the government advice is pretty clear. You know, people should not be gathering. The fundamental principles have not changed from day one of coronavirus. So police officers on the front line, if they see you out and about, they will, and if you're with other friends, colleagues, etc., in a small group of around six people, no more, they will effectively come up to you and they'll have a conversation, they'll engage you, explain the coronavirus rules, you know, keep distance, social distance, etc., etc. But of course, if you're not complying, they will effectively enforce a fixed penalty notice. That is a fine. That is if you're being non-compliant. And I will emphasise that is down to and non-compliance. And non-compliance is important, okay. And the reason why we have fines is because we want to stop the spread of this disease.
Non-compliance, oh, unless you're being non-compliant by marching with thousands of other Extinction Rebellion hippies, and then the police, they won't have a chat with you. They'll do more than that. They'll start dancing with you. You attend a rally of thousands of violent Black Lives Matter revolutionaries, the police will go further than that. They'll bow down and they'll kneel. And they'll let you know who is boss, and it's them. It's not the police. Oh, but if you're hanging out with your friends, if you're having a birthday party and there's seven people there, and some curtain twitcher next door gets uppity about it, well, then you're in trouble. I mean, maybe if the police showed up, you could just say that you're having a Black Lives Matter rally, and they'd just prostrate themselves and get down and grovel on the floor. Because that is the law, and it's a double-tier law, and it has been for months and months and months, and it's a joke. Now they're saying spy on your neighbours. We had this article from about 6 days ago, but I want to get to it. The whole mask-wearing thing is another example of this. They can't enforce it. There aren't enough police officers, there aren't enough uppity shopkeepers to enforce this. It's just a minority of people disobeyed it, which they do. Not enough, but they do. And so who enforces it? The Karens of the street. The vehement, hysterical mask wearers who've been pumped so full of fear, not just by the news media, but by the entertainment media, that they literally believe in the United Kingdom that 5 million people have died from coronavirus. This poll got no attention. I was the only person to speak about it. They did a poll in the United Kingdom. Okay, coronavirus has killed about 43,000 people. Obviously, the vast majority with comorbidities. But the average British citizen thinks it's killed 5 million people. So why should we be surprised at how they act? How they literally freak out and jump out of the way if you walk towards them on the street. They have entertainment shows on BBC, British television, immediately after the news. And they're worse than the news. I caught a glimpse of one last week, and it was about two young people. Again, not even an in-risk category, if you want to go with that terminology. They were like, they're a 25-year-old man and like a 30-year-old woman. And the whole segment was about their crippling anxiety about being outside. And one of them went outside on a street. It wasn't even a busy city. It was a small town. And he saw like five people half a mile down the road. He's like, oh my God, there are people. This is the insanity of what hysterical drivel has been drilled into these idiots. Headline. Author of dystopian classics predicted face masks to enforce conformity 70 years ago. Respected German author Ernst Jünger predicted the ubiquitousness of face masks to enforce conformity and uniformity in a dystopian future society in a novel called The Worker. Now, this is outlined in an article which I really suggest you read. It's a great article by Thomas Krug called The Dystopian Age of the Mask, in which he documents how the, quote, eradication of all individuality is a running theme of all dystopian literature. And that's precisely what the mask represents. We've already been atomized to such a degree that we can barely talk to our own neighbors, although we can report them to the police. You can't have a friendly engagement with them on a natural level, but you can snitch on them if they have seven people around their house. So we've already been completely atomized. The mask only increases that tyranny. Also, as I made clear in a tweet a few days ago, if you've seen these Antifa mugshots, you know that the kind of people who are most vehement about mask wearing, which has become a left-wing domain, it has become a big virtue signal, it has become a way of saying, oh, look at me, not only do I wear the mask, but I go marching around screeching at other people to wear it. That makes me a good person. Of course, these are the worst people you could ever meet. But the reason why some people wear it, in relation to these Antifa mugshots, some of which are seeing on screen right now, is because the face mask covers most of the face. And a lot of people are ugly and they like to hide the fact. Especially these kind of people. These were the first out on the streets wearing the mask during the rioting, especially back in May and June. And of course, not only does it give them the convenience of hiding their hideous facade, it also protects, shields, hides their identity from criminal prosecution. So the face mask has triple aspect utility for these kind of people. They get to righteously virtue signal and pretend they're better people than everyone else by screeching at you for not wearing one. They get to hide their ugly faces, and they get to hide the fact that they're committing crimes. Really hit the trifecta there. I'm going to get into this article after the break. Also going to get into Noel Gallagher of Oasis's comments on the face mask, which I was going to send them the video, the 2-minute video, but it was so full of expletives it would have taken about 2 hours to edit. So I'm just going to read his comments, because that's just pity on the people in the studio. But all that and more is coming up. Summit.news.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a Mectec carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectec is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectec is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, the guys in the studio have managed to pull off a gargantuan feat, and that is to edit out the cuspid and the small Gowser clip. 2 minute clip, we're going to play it, and we're going to come back and talk about the ridiculous new lockdown measures being introduced in the UK in anticipation of yet another nationwide lockdown, despite the fact that deaths have completely flatlined, hospitals are empty. Then again, you all knew it was nothing to do with that in the first place. Here is Noel Gallagher, Oasis star, on face masks. Let's roll it.
Yeah, it was good, actually. I've enjoyed the summer. I mean, it's fucking virus bullshit and the masks and all that. It's fucking depressing, but...
So if you've been out, you've been in a shop, so you must have a mask.
I don't wear a mask, no.
Have you not? What, so, like, aren't you meant to by law in a shop, but no one's enforcing it?
No.
Is that what's going on?
No, you're not, because it's the whole thing is bollocks. You know, you're supposed to wear them in Selfridges, yet you can go down the pub, be surrounded by every do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, well, actually, we don't have the virus in the pubs, but they have it in Selfridges. All right. Like, I was going up to Manchester the other week, and the guy's going, can you put your mask on the train? And I was like, they said, because the transport police would get on there and find you £1,000, but you don't have to put it on if you're eating. So I was saying, all right, so this killer virus that's sweeping through the train is going to come and attack me, but it's going to see me having a sandwich and go, leave him.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but what...
He's having his lunch.
But what? No. Why that's wrong is because... Like, they know that people have got to eat, but like, for the times that you're not eating, because basically what's good about the mask is, if someone's coughing next to you with coronavirus, the mask is going to lessen the dose you get, right? So if you breathe in a lot of it, your immune system, no matter how healthy you are, might be overwhelmed by it.
Mate, so, listen to me. When it's a law, right, it's not a law, there's too many... Liberty's been taken away from us now, and I'm afraid until, you know, I've been in shops today. Have you got a mask? No, I haven't. You have to wear a mask. Says who? Says the manager. Who's the manager?
Yeah, but who are you kicking back against? Just like, because they've just told what to do.
I don't give a fuck. I choose not to wear one. If I get the virus, it's on me.
Yeah.
Like, not on anyone else.
But like...
Right, so if every other one's wearing a mask, I'm not going to catch it off them. Right, and if I've got it, they're not going to catch it off me. So, I just think it's a piss take.
Well, there you have it. And the other thing is, have you seen the size of the virus particle in comparison to these face masks? Yeah, it's smaller. It goes right through. They don't stop 97% of particles going through them. Completely, utterly pointless. And they were predicted 90 years ago by this German author, Ernst Jünger, who wrote a classic dystopian novel called The Worker. And in fact, it harkens back to George Orwell's 1984 as well, in which he describes the masses as, quote, a nation of warriors and fanatics marching forward in perfect unity, all thinking the same thoughts and shouting the same slogans, 300 million people, all with the same face. And the same thing goes for celebrities in terms of all thinking the same thoughts and shouting the same slogans. The reason why a clip like that one that you just heard is so remarkable is because the number of celebrities that are living, that are still active today, who will ever speak out about anything that goes against this scientific dictatorship that is COVID lockdowns, that is this violent revolutionary Marxist movement called Black Lives Matter, you can count those celebrities probably in the United Kingdom on one hand. In fact, there was another famous celebrity called Ian Brown, who was also around in the early 90s with Oasis, of course, with the Stone Roses. He came out against the mask tyranny, against the vaccine agenda, and he got completely pilloried by all these other celebrities who were completely pathetic, inauthentic, desperate, living in fear of their precious careers being absolutely ruined. Because when you look at people like Noel Gallagher, when you look at people like Morrissey, when you look at people like Ian Brown, and you can make the same argument for celebrities in the US, they've already achieved all their success, all their fame, all their money, all their prestige. It's all 20, 25, 30 years in the past. And those are the only kind of celebrities who are basically immune from cancellation. And that's what Kanye was talking about yesterday in his Twitter meltdown. You can't cancel me, even though Twitter did lock his account. But generally speaking, you can't cancel somebody as big as Kanye, because he's already had all the success. He's probably reached the zenith of his career anyway. So what else can he do with his time than authentically spread a genuine message of good, which is what certain celebrities do? But again, you can probably count them on one hand. And that's what Noel Gallagher did in this clip that you just listened to. But it's also what Mr. Ernst Jünger was doing 90 years ago in his classic dystopian novel, The Worker, where, quote, the uniformity of the New Age is symbolized by the sudden proliferation of the mask in contemporary society. So again, he's talking about this hive mind mentality, where, as Orwell talked about, everybody shouts the same slogans, everybody believes the same things, and the ultimate physical manifestation of that is everyone looking the same too by wearing the face mask. It is no coincidence, he writes, that the mask is again beginning to play a decisive role in public life. This is the author of the article. It's appearing in many ways, but be it a gas mask, and this is from the book, in fact, the 1930 book, The Worker. It's appearing in many different ways. He's talking about masks in general to create this uniform, enslaved population that all thinks the same. Be it a gas mask, with which you're trying to equip entire populations, be it a face mask for sport and high speeds, seen on every racing driver, be it as a safety mask for workplaces exposed to radiation, explosions, or narcotic substances, we can assume, he continues with an eerie prescience, that the mask will come to take on functions that we can today hardly imagine. So he makes the point that in this book, this famous dystopian book, one of the ways in which they ensure that all the population remains obedient, thinks the same, and then enforces the new tyranny on each other is by the face mask. Article goes on to explain how the public has been brainwashed to believe that the continuation of life, no matter how stifled, atomized, and undignified it may be, which is precisely what it's become thanks to these lockdowns, is the only consideration. And I hear all these droopy self-empowerment TV commercials. Oh, hasn't coronavirus brought us all closer? No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. People haven't seen their own families for getting on lion's share of a year now. Doing a Zoom call doesn't make up for it. People have been even more atomized by this in my experience. People talking to each other in person far less. So how on earth is that bringing people closer together when you can't even be with more than five other people at a time right now in the United Kingdom? And boy, is that going to get worse. They're now talking about reintroducing a national lockdown, which is what I predicted. Weeks ago, I said they're already talking about doing it again in October. We're now 2 weeks away from that, and they're talking about exactly that. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Back to the main theme, which is the fact that you don't need police officers, you don't need security officials, you don't need shopkeeper busybodies to enforce this mask wearing, because it's done by the general public. That's the entire point. They're whipped up into a frenzied lust for obedience because they were told at the beginning of this coronavirus lockdown that, what was it, 50 million people could die? No, it was 500,000 people could die in the UK by the same people doing these models now. The same people we're still listening to who got it catastrophically wrong. You look at the coronavirus numbers in Sweden, and cases, by the way, they've completely dropped off because they've got herd immunity. And yet every single night, what do we hear on the mainstream media? Oh, more cases. Look, more cases, more cases. I'll tell you why there are more cases. Because in the week up to September 11, there were 1.3 million coronavirus tests that took place in the UK, okay? 1.3 million tests were done. You compare that to the first week of April, which is almost at the height of the entire coronavirus pandemic in the United Kingdom. They did 95,000 tests in the first week of April. So you've got 1.3 million tests versus 95,000 tests. Boy, what do you think's going to happen? And it's not just the fact that they're testing more than 10 times more people. That's why we're getting more cases. We're not getting more deaths. They've flatlined. They're not only testing more people. The cases, the tests are producing false positives. Now, flash back to this article. In Tanzania, they tested a goat and a pawpaw for coronavirus, and they both tested positive. The pawpaw is a fruit, and it tested positive for coronavirus. So more tests, yeah, you're going to get more cases. They never mention the hospitalization number or the death number, because that tells you the truth right there, that it is, in fact, as we know now from ONS figures, in fact, here's a headline from the Telegraph. Again, this gets mentioned like in an article here and there. It doesn't get mentioned on the 6 o'clock news where every single headline is cases, cases, fear. Case studies of people who are anxious to even go outside their front door and making that the new normal. That's what's being drilled into people. And by and large, they've swallowed it. Headline out of the Telegraph. Flu and pneumonia have contributed to more deaths than COVID since June, new ONS figures show. Again, we never had any kind of lockdown for flu and pneumonia. We never had the government telling us we couldn't meet more than five other people. We never had the government telling us to snitch on our neighbours because of flu and pneumonia. Yet that is now demonstrably a bigger killer than COVID in the United Kingdom. Demonstrably so. And yet, what do the British people think about this? They want more lockdown. It's not enough. They want to literally be put under a house curfew, under house arrest. This is how hysterical this moral panic has become. Headline out of Breitbart, Liberty going out of fashion. 69% of Britons support 9 p.m. coronavirus curfew. And by the way, they had polls a couple of months ago, I think, where it was like 84% wanted a new lockdown. Maybe it's improving, I don't know, but still, an overwhelming majority of Britons surveyed in a snap poll support the government further restricting their freedoms and those of their neighbours as the possibility of a nightly curfew to prevent merrymaking grows. By the way, they've already instituted 10 p.m. curfews in the northeast of the country, on pubs and restaurants. Again, they're on their knees. They're all going out of business. Well, here's another lockdown for you. A combined 69% of Britons asked in a YouGov poll said they supported a 9 p.m. curfew on pubs and bars to help reduce COVID-19 cases, of which 38% said they felt very strongly in support of the idea. So again, it's not enough for them. It's not enough that they can't see more than five people. It's not enough that people in numerous areas of the country are getting locked down wholesale. No, they want more tyranny. Even though the deaths have flatlined, the hospitalizations have flatlined, flu and pneumonia are more deadly. Doesn't matter, because that's not what they're being fed by the mainstream media. Coronavirus government dismisses claims of fresh two-week national lockdown. They quickly came out and tried to hush that one up, even though it's what I've been predicting for months, that they had planned in advance to have a national lockdown in October. And I'm going back to this article, the author of Dystopian Classics predicted face masks, because the author of the article, which this is based on, makes a very good point. He says, quote, given the sudden ubiquity of the face mask in 2020 across the entire globe and in an increasing number of social contexts, it's impossible to avoid the conclusion that this is precisely the sort of development Junger had in mind. Our readiness to obscure the face reflects the dehumanizing tendencies that for Junger underlie the modern period. It represents another stage in the degradation of the individual that became explicit in the First World War. Whether as a scrap of material on the battlefield or a cog in the machine of the wartime economy, the modern age has a habit of reducing the human being to a functional object. Everything non-essential, everything that is, that makes us human, is blithely discarded. Again, which goes back to that quote from Orwell about people all thinking the same thoughts, shouting the same slogans, 300 million people all with the same face. And it's not just the case in public, it's the case on every social media platform going, which is why anyone, when anyone tries to go against the grain, they're smashed back down in a heartbeat, banned, censored, ridiculed, attacked. Because again, the mob has coalesced around this single unity, this single hive mind, and it's absolutely chilling. And it's chilling the fact that they're now openly saying, admitting that they can't get the police to enforce these lockdowns, so other people will do it by snitching on their neighbours. Completely insidious. Should have no place in any free country. Somebody made this comment to the Lockdown Skeptics website regarding the hysteria surrounding all this. He said, from needing to protect our NHS, which is what we were told, by the way. We were told at the start, oh, you just need to lock down for a while to protect the NHS. The NHS was never in trouble. They built entire new hospitals, Nightingale hospitals, which were never opened across the entire country. A colossal waste of money. In fact, there's videos of nurses, the ones who actually tell the truth, and they're like, why is everyone applauding me? Why am I being celebrated as some kind of god? When I've literally done nothing for the past 3 months, like 4 months, it's been pretty much like a holiday for a lot of them because the hospitals have been empty because people with actual illnesses are staying away and dying because they're not getting treatment, again, because they're hysterically paranoid about catching COVID-19. So they're not getting cancer treatment. 1.4 million people will die from TB because they didn't get the treatment because they couldn't get into hospitals. That outpaces the total number of people in the world who have died from COVID-19. A great chunk of whom, as you know, would unfortunately have died anyway because they had comorbidities before COVID. But this commenter on Lockdown Skeptics made the point, from needing to protect our NHS from being overwhelmed, we went to needing to protect ourselves against a new surge of infections brought in from other countries. And now as testing becomes more widespread, more cases are used to scare us. Again, they could test a piece of fruit and it's positive for coronavirus, which are not cases at all, but positive results in healthy people with PCR testing. This finds a genetic needle in a haystack, quite possibly a signal from a previous infection with another of the 100 or so coronaviruses out there, and they've spent billions on lockdowns of proven uselessness, millions on buying up a vaccine that doesn't yet exist, and yet papers like The Mirror, Guardian are baying for still more interference, including Stalinist snitching on neighbours who break the entirely non-evidence-based instructions. Absolutely bang on. We'll be back with more after the break. Summit.news, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait, beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. I'm going to get into some big final news stories. I'm going to play a clip of a grandmother who confronted a teacher for telling her granddaughter that she couldn't have an opinion on Black Lives Matter because she had white skin and blonde hair. This is what your kids are being taught. In a way, coronavirus has been good because it shut down the schools for a while. Maybe we should be celebrating it. Anyway, InfoWarsStore.com is where you need to be right now because we have the InfoWars Emergency Election Sale. This is a total blowout of some of your favorite products. A 30 to a massive 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force Plus 50% off. We have the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray 50% off. We have the amazing, powerful, almost too powerful Turbo Force Energy Drink for energy metabolism and alertness. Available again at discount at InfoWarsStore.com. That is a personal recommendation of mine. We also have the apparel Biden for Nursing Home. That's going to be worthwhile wearing during the debates. Because I guess he's going to let slip that that's where he's destined for, with his Harris-Biden administration. InfoWars Shield Don't Tread on Me t-shirt is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts available right now. please support us. It's never been more important to support us. As you know, we're constantly under attack. The reason we're still here, the only reason we're still here, is because of you getting the products. Please continue to do so. Please continue to have our backs by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to go to this clip. Headline, teacher tells student she doesn't have the right to an opinion because she's white and blonde. This is a phone call of a grandmother confronting a teacher after her granddaughter came home sobbing and talking about how she'd been lectured for being white in class. Let's go to the clip.
Hi, is this
hello, can I help you?
Oh, hi, this is Kelsey Murphy's grandmother. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Yes. Kelsey's just called me crying. As you know, she hasn't came to school because of this BLM crap, yeah. It was reported, yeah, and I've got a video a voice recorder of you saying that Kelsey doesn't have an opinion because she was born here and she's white and she's blonde here. Is that correct?
Sorry?
Did you say to the children this morning, yeah, you were saying stuff like that, that Kelsey shouldn't have an opinion because she's white and she was born here and she's got blonde hair?
Did I say this?
Yes.
Well, I can't remember, maybe.
Maybe.
This is a very sensitive subject.
It's very sensitive.
The girls were telling me.
Uh-huh.
Their side of the story, and I said, well, because there's privilege, isn't there, and there's Kelsey would not have lived through what you, Lacey, has lived through. That's what I was trying to say.
All right, so you actually did say that then?
Well, who has said this? Is there evidence that I...
Yes, there is evidence, and you've just admitted you've said it. Do you understand?
Well, you know, this was a conversation about this very, very divisive thing.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
And the girl said to me that Kelsey said something about Black Lives Doesn't Matter, and I said Kelsey isn't in a position to know how black girls feel.
All right, okay. It's just human, you know.
Sorry?
She's human.
Sorry, I didn't understand that last bit.
Kelsey is human.
No, she's human. She's human, Nan, but she's not black.
She's not black? And what does that mean? And what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, you know something? Your statement was absolutely racist.
So, basically, kids are being taught in high schools in the UK that their opinion is worth less because of the skin colour they were born with and have no control over. That's otherwise known as racism. And more of these cases are propping up because, as we highlighted last month, there was a leftist teacher who expressed his vehement concern that these remote learning classes that had been taking place because the schools weren't open due to COVID-19... were letting parents know what was going on with the indoctrination of their children. So he was like freaking out, saying, oh my God, we've got one that can see. The parents are going to become aware of this. They're going to pull their kids out of school because this has been going on for years, and that's yet another example of it. And again, it's not just in the schools. It's not just on the news media. It's throughout the institutions. BBC stands by a comedian who said, kill Whitey on national television. Here we go again. The BBC is stood by a comedian for joking about killing Whitey on Frankie Boyle's show, claiming it was simply satirical content. Frankie Boyle is a completely inauthentic sellout fraud. I know this for a fact, because I know people who work around him. He used to be one of the most daring, funny, offensive comedians in Britain, often getting his shows cancelled, often getting kicked off TV shows, but he was funny, he was daring, he was authentic. Now he's a pathetic worm. He just regurgitates whatever woke crap the BBC has on its agenda and literally has on guests that joke about killing the entire white race. Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. And I'm sure there'd be an equal platform if somebody wanted to get on the BBC and joke about killing all black people. Oh, it's just free speech. Like, the guy that writes with him literally contacted me on Twitter and was like, oh, were you supposed to support free speech? There is no free speech. Only free speech for saying you want the white race to be eradicated. That's the only free speech that's celebrated now. Great. Well, no, I don't support that. Sophie Duker appeared on Frankie Boyle's lame BBC Two show, which had terrible ratings because he's a sellout fraud, where she made the comments about killing Whitey. She said, white power is Trump Tower. When we say we want to kill Whitey, we don't really want to kill Whitey, but then quickly added, we do, and everybody laughed. And you had this idiotic, unfunny female comedian doing a concerned nodding of her head in agreement, because you don't disagree with a black person on the television. That is a hate crime, especially if they're calling, joking about killing the white race. How dare you disagree with that? And, of course, this is after the BBC hired a new director general who said that he would try to move the corporation away from its inherent hysterical woke bias, that he would try to restrain its staffers, its presenters, from tweeting far-left rhetoric. That doesn't seem to have happened thus far. I mean, it was seen as a massive battle in the culture war when Rule Britannia and Jerusalem were allowed to be sung at the last night of the proms. They tried to cancel that, saying it was racist, just because the song contains a lyric saying, we will never be slaves. Well, we are slaves, aren't we? We're slaves to this woke mob that's taken over literally everything and ruined society. But the bad news for the BBC is this headline out of Breitbart: BBC TV tax subscribers collapsed by a quarter of a million in 1 year. Oh dear. The BBC funding license fee has seen its sharpest decline in recent history, losing some 256,000 households in just 1 year as the broadcaster faces a crisis in confidence over its liberal metropolitan bias. For those of you who don't know, if you don't pay a mandatory TV license fee in the UK, which amounts to about $200 a year, which if you're struggling to get by financially, that's a lot of money, you get harassed on a weekly basis by TV license inspectors who knock on your door. You get threatening letters through the mail every month. And eventually, you could even go to prison. That's how the TV license works. They literally put people in prison for not paying this mandatory fee for the BBC. And even if you say, I don't have a television or I don't watch the BBC, you know, for example, you might say, I've only got Netflix, I've only got an Apple box, I've only got YouTube. They still demand to come in your house and inspect it, and they still send you threatening letters through the post. Well, Brits are getting sick of it. Last year, 1.61 million Britons cancelled their TV license, up from 1.38 million from the year before. The loss in viewership resulted in £58 million less in revenue. And is it really any surprise, given that they've literally got comedians getting up on television joking, oh, it's just a joke. It's not a joke, because it's not even funny. It's just reinforcing this Marxist hate through crap comedy that's not even funny. But the BBC's going broke. That's the good news, and that's where we're going to leave it. War Room coming up next, Summit.News. Don't go away.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.